in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. In the
southern part. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th of March, 2021, and you're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and Band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. What a show I have for you today. We will be chock full of guests with Tyler Nixon in the second hour, constitutionalist, scholar, some say genius. And we'll be going through, of course, some of the political machinations that are going on in Washington, D.C., the glorious capital, the seat of our democracy, where Merrick Garland has now been confirmed as Attorney General. We will get into him and what he's all about. And then in the third hour, I will be welcoming Nick Fuentes, perhaps the most dangerous man in America, if you listen to the bottom-feeding scum suckers in the mainstream media. So we're very excited to ruffle some feathers with Nick Fuentes in the third hour. A lot of videos to show you. And, of course, no shortage of shocking and, in some ways, terrifying headlines. And we'll get into all of those and more. But first, I want to go to this short report. It's called Big Pharma Rides Into Biden Town. And you can find it at band.video and Infowars.com. Share this link, folks. Let's play the video.
Patients pay very high prices, and they have for many years, although we brought it down. First time in 51 years, with the costs adding up to hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year per patient. Today's action ends this injustice and requires that these discounts go directly to people.
Biden increased the price of insulin 7 times. The average price of a prescription drug went up at least 100%, but it's all right. He's got a bunch of caps on his teeth. He's an old dirty lawyer. He's liberal. Hell yeah, baby. Pay more for your drugs. Screw Trump. Woo! Let's all freeze to death because Joe Biden's wearing an aviator outfit.
Did Biden's Health and Human Services Department freeze Trump's insulin cost-cutting plan? The answer is yes, he did. On his first day in office, President Biden announced a regulatory freeze pending review that froze all new regulations signed by President Trump during his last month in office, specifically new regulations that had not gone into effect. The freeze will last 60 days until the new administration can review them.
The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, another drug lobby group, requested the Biden administration pursue a variety of enforcement initiatives, and use all available tools and leverage to ensure America's trading partners do not suspend traditional intellectual property rights in the fight against the coronavirus.
The public is going to be forced to get informed. The public is going to be forced to learn about this. There's a really important article on Infowars.com that you do not want to share with anybody. The temporary collapse of Texas is foreshadowing the total collapse of the United States. Michael Snyder, if you can collapse us, you can collapse anybody.
They actually scripted this crisis.
And it's not by accident. It's by design. You don't have to be a border expert to realize when you make those type of promises, and on top of that, Brian, we're going to give you free health care. When you make this type of promises, they're going to come. And they knew when they said these things it was going to cause a border crisis. They have folded to the progressive left. And it's just incredible. He made a statement yesterday that President Trump gutted the system. Are you serious? He, as the Secretary of Homeland Security, he has more immigration judges. He has more agents. He has more border technology. He had agreements that no other president was able to get. If anybody's gutted the system, is they gutted the system the last 4 weeks, and we see what happened. We went from historic lows to a crisis unprecedented. That is what they have done.
I'm just saying the New World Order is playing with a lot of fire, and they take our kindness as weakness because they're stupid, because they haven't studied history, and they have no idea about people dedicated to an idea, dedicated to their family, dedicated to God, dedicated to war to defend it if need be. And it doesn't matter if most of the public's in a trance. Here's the news, baby. I'm not in a trance. You're not in a trance. And we know what's going on, and we're not putting up with it.
There you go, folks. Slight correction. The name of that video you just saw is Big Pharma Thrives During Biden Rule, and it can be found at Infowars.com and band.video. What an honor it is, ladies and gentlemen, to have a cause to fight for and have a purpose to get up in the morning. I'm so glad to be arrayed against these enemies of humankind and know that you have my back every step of the way. We'll be back on the other side of the Daily Dispatch. Don't go anywhere.
Well, Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Share these links, won't you, please? If you go to band.video and you click the share button, it'll give you a disguised URL to get around the big tech censorship. Big tech censorship being one of our main topics of discussion today. We'll get into that in just a second. We'll, of course, open the phone lines. Tyler Nixon will be joining us in the second hour, and Nick Fuentes in the third hour. Very exciting day with lots of videos to show you as well. But first, here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, here it is, your daily dispatch for the 11th of March, 2021. From Breitbart.com, China urges the World Health Organization to let it run a global vaccine passport system. That's right, the Chinese Communist Party experts urged the WHO on Tuesday to let China build and run a global database for vaccine passports documentation to see if every person on Earth has received a Chinese coronavirus vaccine. The Communist Party launched its domestic vaccine passport system Wednesday. And the vaccine passport, a digital certification that confirms a person has received the coronavirus vaccination, joins and is folded into China's larger social credit system, which judges every citizen and awards them numerical scores based on how much the party approves of their behavior. The behavior judged can vary from littering and volunteering, which can result respectively lower or higher social credit scores, to the display of public opinions either in favor or against the Communist Party. Absolutely terrifying, but perhaps it will now be rolled out worldwide on the back of coronavirus and the so-called vaccine. The regime-approved experts cited in the article argued that since China has been conducting mass surveillance of its citizens, violating their human rights for years, expanding the system to the rest of the world would not present a major technological challenge. Hell, they've been doing it to their own people for so long, it'll be easy to roll it out to the rest of us. They say, quote, in terms of technology, I believe the Chinese companies can build an international platform in just 1 week. One of those experts, the head of the Chinese organization identified as the Information Consumption Alliance, claimed the WHO can draft rules, procedures and data format. China is very willing to provide support and sharing experience and technique in setting up such a platform as the country has rich experience in this. They're just so eager to help us. Aren't they nice? The article continues, China's participation in a global health surveillance program would, quote, guarantee public trust, the newspaper insisted. Can't we all look forward to that? Meanwhile, on our own shores, Merrick Garland has been confirmed as attorney general in a 70-30 vote. Conservative Treehouse notes, now watch the next move. As, quote, Garland told the Senate Judiciary Committee last month that he will supervise the persecution of the white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol. As he did as federal prosecutor investigating the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. That's right. We are now moving into a realm of total political capture of our judiciary system, meaning that they will be using every lever and stick available to enforce their own ideology and demonize every other one with the full force and weight of law behind them. 20 Republican senators voted to confirm Garland. Who, as National File notes, has a history of opposing gun rights and downplaying Black Lives Matter and Antifa violence. These Republicans include Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. Color me surprised. This is a nice little list we have here. A nice little list of 20 Republican senators who should be eradicated from their position come next election cycle. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott makes a video, and this story is on Infowars.com, where he smears alternative big tech company Gab as a, quote, anti-Semitic platform and says it has no place in Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday night released a statement smearing free speech social media site Gab as an anti-Semitic platform, saying it has no place in Texas before endorsing a bill to fight anti-Semitism. So there he is, the traitor in front of a foreign country's flag, demonizing one of the only alternative sites that does not discriminate against, remove, silence, and censor conservatives as anti-Semitic in favor of, like I said, a foreign power, Israel, a different country. Don't criticize them anymore. And if you do, not only will you be shut down, the entire site will be shut down. Gab, of course, has been kicked out of four banks. Four different banks have ceased doing operations with them. This is in line with what else we've seen with big tech censorship that goes far beyond people just simply getting kicked off Twitter and into the actual hosting sites, the banks, the monetary platforms, and now even the government getting into destroying the ability of anybody to build an alternative. We will get into that later in the program, I guarantee it. Gab released a statement, a quite long statement, in defense of themselves, with a beautiful flag, a Gab flag, saying, come and take it, shoving this back in the face of the traitorous Texas governor. They say, the enemies of freedom smear us with every name in the book because they hate America and hate free speech. It's a shame to see a GOP politician fall for this trap when conservative values are under sustained attack all over the country. That will be another big part of the show today. We'll be talking about what our Republican champions in Congress that we've elected to represent our interests, what they're spending their time doing instead of acknowledging, facing, or fighting back against the fact that conservatives are being labeled domestic terrorists and are under attack from pretty much every institution in the country. Here's another absolutely shocking headline, but this is what we can expect these days. GatewayPundit.com reports, California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism, and it calls for counter-genocide against white Christians. So there you go. California official ethnic studies program calling for genocide against white people because they deserve it after all. This is the inevitable consequence and the long foreseen ultimate result of so many of the moves that we've seen in the recent past. And we'll get more into this as the program continues as well. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca has been their vaccine program has been suspended in Denmark as there have been fears of blood clot reactions. Danish authorities on Thursday temporarily suspended AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shot following reports of cases of dangerous blood clots forming inside patients, including one such incident that took place in Denmark. Safe and effective, folks. How dare you even question it? Meanwhile, a Utah woman, a 39-year-old, a mother, dies 4 days after her second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. She was healthy and happy before getting the vaccine, dead 4 days after. During a KUTV investigation into the COVID-19 vaccine side effects and where to report them, we found four reported deaths filed by Utah families and their caregivers to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System. One case stood out, a 39-year-old single mother from Ogden, who died 4 days after her second dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Her family, who is now waiting on an autopsy, held a celebration of life for her this past weekend. The Daily Mail assures us that while there have been a great many vaccines administered, there have been fewer than 1,700 deaths reported. Oh, just less than 1,700, huh? Okay, I might say, my God, there have been more than 1,600 deaths as a response to the COVID vaccine, but hey, what do I know? Meanwhile, according to WashingtonPost.com, at the border, a record number of migrant youths wait in adult detention cells for longer than legally allowed. More than 8,500 migrant teens and children who cross the border without their parents are being housed in the Department of Health and Human Service shelters as they wait to be placed with relatives or vetted sponsors. And perhaps in the most illuminating headline I have seen today, U.S. considers using NASA facility to house migrant children. Isn't that just beautifully emblematic of where we are as a country? NASA, of course, the program, the organization meant to take us to the stars, now being reappropriated to take care of the unwanted detritus of the third world. Thank you, Democrats. The New York Times has gone on an absolute bender criticizing Tucker Carlson for attacking a journalist. Oh, the poor journalist. Oh, no, she's under attack. He said her name. Oh, he said her. You can't criticize journalists, Tucker Carlson. Of course, they'll call you every name of the book. They will encourage their supporters to attack you at every level. They will pay their bail when they get caught committing violence against you. But if you dare say their name on television, you, sir, are a racist, hatred-filled bigot that must be destroyed. That's your Daily Dispatch.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
People are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocking pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, I'm going to go ahead and continue with the Daily Dispatch. A few important stories that I wasn't able to get to in the last one, so we'll continue with it now. The FBI is using Google location data to ensnare alleged Capitol Hill rioters. Google location data has proved useful to police on innumerable occasions, and it's being used in the Capitol Hill riot investigations. A complaint against Jared Adams, who's accused of illegally entering Capitol Hill grounds on January 6th, revealed that the FBI was tipped off by an old schoolmate of the suspect, a snitch, a traitor, a scumbag. The anonymous tipster pointed investigators to an Instagram story, et cetera, et cetera. The point is that they are now using, willingly using the Google location data to ensnare their political enemies. Of course, I've said it many times before. It's the great merger. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that the same people that Google delists, that Google goes up and says are racist and must be eliminated from the internet, the very same people that the FBI is now hunting down and jailing for decades. And so in the same way that Amazon has done this, Apple has done this, Twitter and others have all, they say, cooperated with the FBI. And yet how interesting it is, isn't it, that they're all going after the exact same people now, not just by deplatforming them by big tech, but actually getting them arrested by the FBI. Meanwhile, according to Wired.co.uk, the UK is secretly testing a controversial web snooping tool. For the past 2 years, police and internet companies across the UK have been quietly building and testing surveillance technology that could log and store the web browsing of every single person in the country. This, of course, comes on the heels of a January 26th story that said your credit score may now be tied to your web browsing history. And Yahoo News asked the question, is it a good thing? Is that a good thing that your web history will now be tied to your credit score? Is it? I don't know. You can answer me that. Here's a story that is, again, ripe with its hypocrisy. California Coronavirus Vaccine Clinic axed after ineligible Hollywood and media workers flood the signups. City of Pasadena, California was prepared to vaccinate 1,500 seniors and essential workers on Thursday, but the clinic had to be canceled after a flood of ineligible Hollywood and media workers stole all the slots. Now, if you're watching this, you're probably like me, in which case you're probably glad that these wonderful, very safe vaccines are going towards the dirtbags in the liberal media establishment. They deserve it. They need to get it. But let's take a moment and put ourselves in the mindset of these people. These are people who, of course, will unendingly condemn you for your heartlessness. They demand that you serve them at every turn, and they prop themselves up as the heroes of humanity, saving the little guy. And yet when it comes time to a life-saving vaccine, as they see it, again, we're in the minds of the idiots here, they're going to steal your spot. They're going to take it for themselves. They get the first dibs because they deserve it, because they're the good people. Again, it just shows the glaring hypocrisy beyond perhaps anything that we've seen before. A Stanford medical professor, and this story's on InfoWars.com, says that lockdowns are the worst public health mistake in the last 100 years. I have a slight disagreement with this. It wasn't a mistake, obviously. It's like, I'm going to shoot myself in the foot. And we're like, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. That's going to hurt. It's going to cripple you. Please, for the love of God, don't do that. And then they shoot themselves in the foot and they're like, bah, what a mistake I made. What a horrible mistake that I've made. It was a mistake. It was a purposeful action that we all knew was horrible. What did they think? The economy was just going to roar along when you shut down all the small businesses? Think everything was just going to go fine when you encage children in their rooms for an entire year and deny them the ability to associate with their friends if it's not through a television screen? Was this a mistake, or was this a purposeful action against the good of humanity? And finally, New York Democrats introduce a bill to teach 5-year-old kids about transgenderism in public school. So there you go, folks. If you don't want to homeschool your kids, if you can't afford it, if you don't have the time to or the ability to stay out of work and actually homeschool your kids, or you don't have the millions of dollars, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a year it's required to send your kids to private school, and you send your kids to public school in America, you can expect them at the age of 5 to be taught about transgenderism, to be taught to praise the Aztec god of human sacrifice, and to be told that the only solution to inequality is to counter genocide and wipe out the white race. Thank you so much, Democrats, liberals, idiots, and enemies of humanity, for all of the lovely things you've brought us in this beautiful, beautiful world. That's the Daily Dispatch. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number dial, 1-877-789-2539. I want to know, well, what do you guys think? Is it a good idea to connect your credit score to your web browsing history, to give that control over to people like Google and Apple and Amazon, who are now working hand in hand with the FBI? Is it a good thing that the WHO is considering letting China run a global vaccine passport system to export their own draconian system of control that they impose on their own citizens on the rest of us? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? I'd love to know what you think out there. There you go, IMF. Oh, the good, fine people at the IMF who run the world, calling for a credit score to be tied to your internet search history. And of course, as I noted, the Yahoo headline asks, but is that a good thing? Is it a good thing? I don't know. Gosh, that's just, you know, I don't know. It might be. What about Merrick Garland? What's your opinion on him? How do you feel about Merrick Garland saying that white supremacy is the number one threat to America? I don't know. I've seen more accounts of Bigfoot than I have of white supremacy. Literally. I'm not even kidding. There are more and, you know, better founded and more evidence for the existence of the dangerous plague known as Bigfoot, the Yeti, the Sasquatch in the forests of the Northwest Pacific than there is for actions of white supremacists in this country. Of course, we see story after story about white supremacy hate crimes being committed across the country, and inevitably, almost every single one is sooner or later exposed to be a hoax. It happens over and over and over again. There have been several in the last few days alone, with one girl suing her school for being arrested for eating while black. She said, of course, the lives of four administrators were ruined as the media ran along with this and condemned the school for being racist, only to have it exposed later that that wasn't what happened at all. What about this, folks? Is Gab, you know, one of the only alternative media sites on the entire internet that does not censor conservatives, that actually allows the existence of alternative viewpoints that don't align with the liberal orthodoxy, the liberal tyranny under which we live? Are they anti-Semitic for doing that? Is it anti-Semitic to allow people to say what they want? Do we have to serve Israel here in Texas? Is it okay that our governor is sitting in front of a foreign country's flag and doing their bidding with a smile on his face? I don't know. I'd love to hear what you think out there. Let me know. We don't screen calls here, so just call and say what you want. Say whatever you want. What about this? I mean, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe a caller can call in and tell me why it's a good thing that California public schools are enacting an ethnic studies curriculum that urges students to chant to an Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism, and that calls for a counter-genocide against white Christians. We're very confused here in America. Is genocide good or bad? I mean, it's bad against Chinese people. Is it good against white people? Is genocide good when it's against white people? It's hard to tell. I'm very confused, and I need your help. More calls and more insanity on the other side, folks.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
It's incredible, isn't it, folks? You have big tech kicking off the president of the United States. You have big tech working in coordination to eliminate people like Alex Jones from even being able to appear on it. Your account will be deleted if you try to post a video of the Alex Jones show and you don't take the proper precautions, like going to band.video and hitting the share button. You have big tech working in coordination with credit card companies, now working in coordination with the FBI to give the personal information to them to arrest dissidents. You have absolute tyranny coming down from big tech. And what does our stalwart Republican representative in the governorship of Texas do? He goes after Gab. He goes after one of the only remaining alternatives that actually stands up against this. Of course, they're struggling already with banks choosing to drop them, 4 banks dropping Gab in 4 weeks as they scramble to find another financial home. Of course, you have Amazon kicking off Parler off the internet by eliminating their ability to access Amazon Web Services. Just total tyranny coming down from big tech, and it's Gab that Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, goes after. It would be shocking if it wasn't so predictable, because after all, it's anti-Semitism. Well, you can't have anti-Semitism existing. We can't have free speech when anti-Semitism might be involved. No, no, we have to shut it all down. Shut it down now. And of course, he does this in front of an Israeli flag. Truly incredible. Truly incredible. A foreign country's flag there sitting in front of the American flag and behind Greg Abbott as he bends the knee, as he serves a foreign power. Traitor. Traitor to the United States. Traitor to Texas. Traitor to free speech and everything that we stand for. Let's go ahead and go to this video. This is Greg Abbott on Twitter saying anti-Semitic platforms like Gab have no place in Texas.
Anti-Semitic platforms like Gab have no place in Texas and certainly do not represent Texas values. What does represent Texas values is legislation
censorship
like this,
Israel,
by Representative King and Representative Copeland, that fights anti-Semitism in Texas.
Oh, yeah. That's Texas values. Texas values are censorship. Texas values are serving a foreign power. Yeah, that's what Greg Abbott thinks. Absolutely absurd. Things are getting very extreme, folks. Who knows how much longer we will be able to be here? Because here's the dirty little secret in all of it. Gab, it's a free speech platform. If you want to really compare apples and oranges, go ahead and look at Facebook, look at Twitter. There's plenty of anti-Semitism there. Plenty of anti-Semitism there. They do their best to get rid of it. There's plenty of it there. There's nothing about Gab that makes it an anti-Semitic platform, except that it's one of the few platforms that doesn't eliminate you immediately if you dare speak word one against the Jews. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just a matter of fact. So there's nothing about Gab that's anti-Semitic, just like there's nothing about InfoWars that's racist. That won't stop the people from using these trigger words to convince the American public that it's a good thing that they will destroy your speech and get you to go along with it. We've got some callers who want to say what they think about this. Let's go to Casey in Mississippi. Wants to talk about the timing of this operation against free speech. Thanks for calling in, Casey. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison. I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Well, anti-Semitism, of course, is a very loaded term. And also, I'd like to say that there's a very big difference between being Jewish and being, if you want to call it, Zionist or whatever. But, you know, it is very interesting, the timing here, where basically, governor comes forward and undoes a unconstitutional order in the first place to say that people can breathe freely. And then, you know, immediately following that, or immediately upon opening up, bends and kisses the ring. You know, I find that trend to be kind of common, and it's troubling. Of course, we have our First Amendment has been under attack for a long period of time, and it's really alarming to have it be assaulted under the guise of again anti-Semitism. So I think it's very disturbing, and I think people in the Jewish community should be speaking up more than what I see, and maybe I'm just in my own little echo chamber and I don't see it, but I don't feel that they're being properly represented, because you know my upbringing, I grew up in a very Jewish community. I'm not Jewish myself, but I have many Jewish friends, and they don't agree with this stuff. So, you know, I also don't like people being lumped in with this, Israeli kind of, push, if you will. So that's my first point there. So what do you think about that?
I completely agree. You know, there's a documentary called The Lobby that Al Jazeera did, and they exposed some of the ways that these terms like anti-Semitism or the Jewish community is manipulated. And one of the ways they do that is they'll get a room full of like far leftist Jews, like Jews that are far leftist, they'll bring in a politician and they say, this is the Jewish community and this is what the Jewish community thinks. Well, it's 20 people and they're all ideologically aligned. They're all aligned politically on the same spectrum. It in no way represents the vast swath of the Jewish community. They have no right to say that they speak for all of them, but this is the way that they do it. They go, these are the representatives of the Jewish community, and this is what they think, and if you want to, you know, help Jews or you want to whatever, these are the people you have to listen to, and they're just like, okay, we want all the leftist policies. You have to do this. We have to go to war with Iran. We have to do this and this, and the politicians are just like, okay, all right, yeah, that's what I have to do. So it's a total psyop. It doesn't mean that they actually represent all the Jews, and there are plenty of Jews out there that totally disagree with it, and you're right, they should be speaking up and saying, you know, we don't stand for this. And the other thing, you know, you just have to imagine, I mean, what if, I know this is almost unimaginable at this point, it would never happen, never be stood for, but, you know, what if anti-Christian rhetoric was policed in the same way? What if it was like Greg Abbott going up there and going, these people talk bad about Christians, I'm shutting them down, I'm shutting down Twitter, I'm shutting down Facebook, I'm shutting down the California education program because they are openly and blatantly, I mean, they're literally calling for counter-genocide against white Christians. So there's actually, that's actually anti-Christian. Like, that's actually horrible. That actually is something that should be looked at least, right? But you can only imagine what the response would be if, you know, we had people in office saying, if you speak bad about Christians, we'll shut down your business. We'll deny you the ability to bank. You have to, you know. You can never speak a bad word about Christians. I don't think Christians would stand for that. I don't think America would stand for that. It would kind of make more sense, wouldn't it? You know, we're literally, you know, we're a Christian country. We're founded by Christians. Christian dogma is at the very heart of our Constitution. You know, vast majority of Americans are at least, you know, profess themselves to be Christian. So it would actually kind of make a little bit more sense if that was the way that the censorship was going. But it's also backwards. I mean, it makes no sense at all. We got 1 minute left in the segment. Anything else for me, Casey?
You know, and I agree with what you said there. And of course, there's a difference between, you know, speaking your opinion and calling for violence, you know, or voicing what you see. But another thing I wanted to bring to your attention, is, you know, I used to be a Breitbart commenter and a Gateway pundit commenter. They kicked me out, since kicked me off both, even though I was one of their top commenters for, you know, calling out what I saw was wrong with some of the things that they were pushing. And I just want to, you know, get your opinion on, you know, if you type in Hoft, Breitbart, and Netanyahu, a picture will come up in a meeting room there. And I, you know, there's a lot of controlled opposition, a lot of weaponized truth, nonlinear warfare. All of these concepts are very much active right now. So I was hoping you could touch on that. But again, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Casey. I'll look into that. Yeah, there are a lot of controlled opposition organizations out there. You know, and some are better than others. You know, Breitbart's good about 50% of the time, maybe. There's Netanyahu and Breitbart right there. Anyway, we'll be right back on the other side. More of your phone calls. Jeff in Kentucky, Hobbs in Nebraska is down the line. We'll come to you on the other side.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people a drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society, and they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Knowledge is power. Like, our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
So much to get into, folks. This story about California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum, urging students to chant to Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism, and it calls for, quote, counter-genocide against white Christians. We do a whole show just on this. A new program called Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum seeks to extend the left's cultural dominance of California's public university system, 50 years in the making, the state's entire primary and secondary education system, which consists of 10,000 public schools serving a total of 6 million students. In theoretical terms, new ethnic studies curriculum is based on the Pedagogy of the Oppressed, developed by Marxist theoretician Paulo Freire, something. Every one of these names in this story is unpronounceable, who argued that the students must be educated about their oppression in order to obtain critical consciousness and consequently develop the capacity to overthrow their oppressors, that is, white people. Following this dialectic, the model curriculum instructs teachers to help students challenge racist, bigoted, discriminatory, imperialistic, colonial beliefs and critique white supremacy, racism, and other forms of power and oppression. Again, these are just watchwords. These are just totems of verbal actualization. In Lok Ek affirmation, which appeals directly to Aztec gods, students first clap and chant to the god Tezcoapoloca, who Aztecs traditionally worshipped with human sacrifice and cannibalism, asking him for the power to be warriors for social justice. Next, the students chant to the gods Quetzalcoatl and a whole bunch of other unpronounceable names, seeking healing, in a revolutionary spirit. This one Aztec deity in particular is a deity of war and inspired hundreds of thousands of human sacrifices during Aztec rule. Finally, the chant comes to a climax with a crest of liberation, transformation, and decolonization, after which students shout, Panch Beh, Panch Beh, in pursuit of ultimate critical consciousness. Okay. I mean, it's just... Okay, all right, yeah. I go on and on about that, I suppose. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, just, you know, this word salad that they use to justify racial hatred, they say the war for independence, the American nation, was predicated on Eurocentric, white supremacist, racist, anti-black, anti-indigenous, capitalist, classist, patriarchal, sexist, and misogynistic, hetero, patriarchal, homophobic, and anthropocentric paradigm brought from Europe. In other words, European. It's just, it's European, and they hate that. They absolutely hate that. It's just blatant racism against white people. And I guess that's how, I guess, you know, you fight back against white people and their dangerous Christianity by subjecting yourself to the Aztec god of human sacrifice. Thank you, liberals. Thank you so much. Let's go now out to the phone calls. We have Hobbs in Nebraska. Let's talk about the COVID vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Hobbs. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good morning, InfoWars. It's your boy Hobbs from the Roads to Liberty podcast. First off, Harrison, I want to say that I finally found you on Twitter and sent you a DM like 3 or 4 weeks ago. So you get to go and check that. That would be fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what I wanted to talk about was I saw an article pop up the other day about how Dr. Fauci, our wonderful savior, says that members of the military who choose to opt out of the vaccine for COVID are part of the problem. And while that in and of itself is no surprise, what really struck me is the fact that members of the military are being allowed to opt out of a vaccine in the first place. Now, I was in the Army for 9 years, and the idea of opting out of a vaccine, with the exception of like some very strict religious exemptions, was it's unheard of. And I, you know, we all know that the military has been used as guinea pigs for testing things like this for years because it has a pretty accurate representative cross section of the U.S. population. So I think that the fact that these troops are being allowed to opt out of it should pique anybody's interest and set somebody's spidey sense off, because the military is so strict on their vaccines that if they lose your shot records, they will just start you over from scratch.
Wow.
Personal experience, I've had the anthrax vaccine a total of 23 times because dreaded air quotes losing my shot record, and it never affected me the way that it affected a lot of people, which is why I think I kept getting it. So
you're right, it is very weird that they're actually letting the military opt out of this. And of course, it's, I guess it's not a surprise that Fauci said, well, they're part of the problem. Not you know, you're a part of the problem if you don't just submit unquestioningly to whatever they want to do with you. If you are unwilling to be a guinea pig for their untested and unapproved experimental vaccine, you're part of the problem. There's an issue with you, not with us, right? And of course, you have the airlines, I think yesterday, reached out to the Biden administration for guidance on vaccine passports. Again, it's like, you know, it's just, it's the weaponization of the niceness of Americans. Like, Americans are just the nicest people in the world. They just don't, they don't want to cause trouble. They don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want anybody to be discriminated against or harmed in any way. You know, unlike pretty much anybody else in the world, right? China just absolutely ruthless with its enemies. Any other country, it's just no apologies, no second guessing. They're out for themselves, and they'll destroy you if you stand in the way. Americans are demonized as racist, demonized as homo, demonized as all that list of buzzwords that I read a second ago. And yet, in reality, it's because we're not any of those things that all of this is being able to be perpetrated on us. So the American people are just like, well, I don't want anybody to get sick, so yeah, we'll do vaccine passports. And it's like, where's your instinct? Where's your animalistic feeling? Why is the hair on the back of your neck not standing on end, and something deep inside, however buried it may be under you know, millennia of civilization. There should still be that raw animalistic instinct that makes you rebel against somebody putting a chain around your neck. And yet they don't have that. They're just like, oh, a chain? Oh, a chain around my neck. Well, if somebody else will get hurt, if I get out, then yeah, you better put the chain around my neck, right? And it's just like, yeah, don't let them do the vaccine passport. Do I really need to explain this? Is this really that hard to understand that it doesn't stop here, that it's not about your health? It's not about anything good for you. It's to enslave you. It is to track you. It is to set the groundwork so they can continue to eliminate you from regular public, you know, access to public material on whatever basis they deem. Now it's the virus. What'll it be next? I mean, it's just insane. And so it's, you know, and same thing with banning Gab because of anti-Semitism. Like, the American people are just like, well, we don't want people to be anti-Semitic. Poor Jews. No, you can't be mean to them. Ban it. Ban the free speech. Ban all of our free speech. Shut down anybody that doesn't conform. Do it now. It's just like, stop being so nice. Stop being so nice. Start realizing that you're under attack. You're under total attack. Every one of your freedoms, your forefathers fought and died for. I mean, those people are just rolling over in their graves now at the inability for you to even recognize the threat that you're under. Absolutely insane. I can't keep saying the word counter-genocide. Counter-genocide. They're promoting counter-genocide against white Christian people. Okay? Do you understand what that means? Do I need to walk you through what genocide is and that it's targeting you now, white Christian Americans? Hello? Hello? Wake up, please. For the love of God, wake up. I don't know. It's just, all I know is that I got 1,000 generations looking down on me, and they are happy that at least one of their offspring is standing up against this and not letting what they fought and died for just be stolen away, because if you don't let it be stolen away, you're mean. You're a big meanie. So let them steal your every freedom. Let them sacrifice your children. Let them destroy everything that our civilization has achieved in the name of some vague notion like equity or equality that means absolutely nothing other than racial apartheid and discrimination, reverse discrimination. Counter-genocide. Counter-genocide. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to Aztec deity of human sacrifice and calls for counter-genocide against white Christians. I mean, there it is. This isn't speculation. This isn't like, well, if we let them marry our daughters, they'll come for... No, they're calling for genocide. We're going to take more of your calls on the other side, folks. Unfortunately, Tyler Nixon had to reschedule. We'll have him on tomorrow at 9. But for the next hour, it's you and me, folks. You and me at Infowars.com and band.video. More of your calls and more insanity on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfowarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfowarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Coca-Cola is just the latest in a host of companies to hop on the woke bandwagon. From changing profile pictures to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement, to rebranding whole product lines deemed to be, well, behind the times.
Anti-whiteness, a blatant form of racism, is becoming industrialized, sanitized, and corporatized. If you hadn't noticed, you can now buy a product based on the race of that company's owners.
I have a question. Are you guys black-owned?
We're all Indonesian.
Okay, do you think using black culture to gain attention?
No,
don't think this is black culture?
I think this is Asian culture? The common house is definitely an Asian culture.
It's the trap house, though. Is that Asian
culture?
That's not
a trap house.
Yes, it is.
I can show you where it's trap tea,
the boba plug. You're using black culture to gain customers.
However, the country of origin labeling for muscle cuts of beef and pork and ground beef and pork were discarded because the World Trade Organization deemed it racist back in 2016 to allow consumers to know where the animals they eat originated from, regardless of potential animal disease outbreaks unbeknownst to the consumer.
Rarely does the health of a single cow have billion-dollar implications, but in this case, it does, because it's America's first confirmed case of bovine spongiform encephalitis in 6 years.
Poor management and the lack of treatment of animal feces and urine are major factors in soil and water pollution and a source of infectious diseases for humans.
But driving a racist wedge after over 100,000 small businesses went under in the wake of the COVID deception is paramount to the globalist zealots' agenda, running our health, our unity, and our country into a ditch.
This bill, if you're a farmer, your loan will be forgiven up to 120% of your loan, not 100%, but 120% of your loan if you're socially disadvantaged, if you're African American, some other minority. But if you're white person, if you're a white woman, no forgiveness as reparations. What has that got to do with COVID?
And while millions mobilized to unleash their rage yet again against those small businesses as the Derek Chauvin George Floyd trial begins, are the supposed modern messengers of Martin Luther King's genius doing their best to bring his message to Americans of all backgrounds?
As a former police officer and a senior member of the House Intelligence Committee, I've been warning the public for years that the biggest national security threat we face is domestic terrorism from white nationalists. We all know that if the attackers on the Capitol had been black, they would have been arrested and probably shot.
One Capitol police officer discharged their service weapon, striking an adult female. She was transported to a local hospital where, after all life-saving efforts fail, she was pronounced deceased. Her identification is being withheld at this time, pending next of kin notification.
Of course they aren't following MLK's timeless wisdom when there is temporary easy money and political power flowing from their inhumane deception.
Sooner or later, all the peoples of the world will have to discover a way to live together in peace and thereby transform this pending cosmic elegy into a creative psalm of brotherhood. If this is to be achieved, man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love.
John Bound reporting.
That video is called Refuse to Be Divided. It's at InfoWars.com, band.video. You're watching American Journal. We will be back on the other side of this short break with Nicholas J. Fuentes. I am very excited to hear what he has to say about all sorts of stuff that we've discussed today and even more, including the foundation of his America First Foundation as the host of AFPAC. We'll be discussing it all and more on the other side. Stay with us, folks. InfoWars.com, supported entirely by InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. My guest, very happy to have him, a name that strikes fear into the heart of globalists everywhere. It's Nicholas J. Fuentes. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick J. Fuentes or his website, NicholasJFuentes.com. Thanks so much for coming on, Nick.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm very excited to get your opinion on a lot of what we've covered today on the program. But first, I just want to ask you about AFPAC, the America First Political Action Conference, which, of course, was held just a little while ago. Now, I was lucky enough to sort of have a foot in the door in the very beginning because obviously your show was highly successful. And then just a few years ago, you sort of went kinetic. You started doing real in-life events, the first of which was called the Groiper Leadership Summit, and it was held in a house, you know, living room, just a few people, you, Jake Lloyd, and some others giving speeches. And since then, I mean, I had to look back. I believe that was in December of 2019, right? And since then, your growth has been really astronomical. It's really been like a line straight up to the point where the AFPAC that was held just a few months ago had Michelle Malkin, Vincent James, former Congressman Steve King, and sitting Congressman Representative Paul Gosar, and of course you giving speeches. I mean, this has really been an incredible trajectory that you've taken in such a short amount of time. What do you attribute to this this massive growth of the America First movement?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, certainly it has been quite the journey over the past year. That's right. It was the Groiper Leadership Summit in December 2019. I believe we had three dozen people there in a small house at an Airbnb in West Palm Beach, Florida. And at AFPAC at the tail end of February, this February, we had close to 500 people at the Grand Ballroom at the Hilton in Orlando. So it has been a pretty serious rise. And I would attribute that to the substance of the America First message. I think that, and this has been the case since I started my show 4 years ago, and this has been the case, I think, since Donald Trump decided to run back in 2015, actually, that people have an appetite for a truly populist, nationalist message. People are tired of mainstream conservatism. Obviously, they don't like Fox News. They don't like what they're getting from the Republican Party and the sort of conservative beltway. And they see my show, they see somebody that's standing up for America First principles on immigration, trade, foreign policy, the culture war, and American identity. And I think people are flocking to that because for so long they haven't had anything that I think really represents their views. It's the same reason I think that InfoWars is doing so well, too. You know, I know you guys have been doing only better since you guys have been deplatformed from every major social media. And I think that's because there's a real hunger and a real appetite for truthful alternative media that's not going to lie to people like everything else does.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of overlap between the two movements, I guess you could say. And I love that, you know, the America First movement can be described as an amalgamation of traditional values, Trumpian populism, and American nationalism. This is the mission statement for the America First Foundation, which I guess you announced yesterday. Here's the article at bigleaguepolitics.com. AFPAC organizer Nick Fuentes announces official launch of nonprofit America First Foundation. I was very excited to see this after I invited you. I was like, great, we have an exclusive here. We'll have an interview about the America First Foundation. Tell us about the creation of this nonprofit.
Sure. So this is a 501c4 nonprofit, the America First Foundation, and this organization was responsible for putting on the AFPAC conference at the end of February. It's actually been in existence since last spring, since about last May, and we've been getting all our ducks in a row. You know, the thing to consider when it comes to conservative nonprofits is that you get more scrutiny than anybody else, from the IRS, from the federal government. So, you know, we had to talk to lawyers and accountants, make sure everything was set up exactly right. But the purpose of this organization is to be a funding vehicle, you know, sort of the infrastructure behind all kinds of America First activities like AFPAC that we plan on doing over the course of the next year and hopefully many more years to come. And really, the foundation is so important because, and this is a big problem that I saw after the 2016 election, after Donald Trump became president, is there was no infrastructure that was there to institutionalize the kinds of things that Trump was talking about back then. Trump represented a realignment in American politics, and especially for the Republican Party. You know, he distinguished himself from the rest of the field back then with the MAGA movement and America First on issues like trade, immigration, foreign policy. You know, he was an immigration restrictionist, non-interventionist on foreign policy, protectionist on trade. But once he got into the White House and the RNC sort of took over the hiring for all the personnel in the White House, none of these reforms that distinguished Trump from the rest of the field became institutionalized in the party or the conservative movement. It was all the same. It was that same constellation of conservative organizations, nonprofits, media, think tank, et cetera, that were still chugging along throughout the Trump administration and have now outlived the Trump administration, and they define what conservatism is. So, you know, I'm a little bit late to it, but of course I'm young. I haven't been in politics for very long, but the foundation is seeking to sort of remedy that problem. We're trying to create the infrastructure that can institutionalize that Trump political realignment.
Yeah, you're right. And that's, you know, it's almost funny that your movement is considered, you know, here in the article, the dissident wing, when in reality what you're representing is what the Republican Party or what America itself represented or, you know, embodied since its founding. And yet now you're the dissident, even though what you represent is really the traditionalism and, you know, what has come before. And that's always a little bit weird. And now what we're seeing is a lot of establishment Republicans have sort of glommed onto this and are now saying that they're America First, even though obviously the policies they represent don't seem America First to me. How do you take that? And just what do you think about the fact that now that this term America First is becoming more popular, we're seeing more establishment people try to co-opt it for themselves?
Well, you know, in the first place on being a dissident, I actually sort of like the term. I think it's, well, I don't love the term, to tell you the truth, because we are mainstream. America First is mainstream. And I gave a speech on this, I think, at the beginning of 2019. I said, what we want is normal. Right. I mean, we're called fringe, extremist, dissident. We want to preserve the historic American nation, the family. I mean, the radicals and the fringe people are the ones pushing transgender, LGBT, BLM, all this kind of stuff. That, to me, is the radical position, mass migration. But I look at the society, it's totally broken, everybody agrees, it's not working. People are miserable, they're killing themselves, they're not having babies, the society is not working out. And, you know, you would think that the only people that would have any idea on how to fix the society, I mean, they would be the people that are on the so-called fringes, they would be the so-called dissenters, you know? So it does make sense a little bit because everything is so messed up, you know? If all of that is considered normal, then, you know, maybe it's a good thing to be considered out there, right? Now, on America First being co-opted, this is something that you see more and more is, you know, just like this, like I described, the constellation of conservative organizations outliving the Trump administration, and obviously they didn't implement the Trump alignment. Now you sort of see something similar happening with the elected Republicans, where a lot of them are taking the Donald Trump sloganeering of America First, MAGA, Make America Great Again, and all of that, they take all the slogans and slap them on to the same old policies. You have
right.
Republicans, and, you know, they're younger, they're millennials, some of them maybe even consider Generation Z, and they're pushing the same policies of Mitch McConnell, the same policies of Kevin McCarthy, Mitt Romney, John McCain, and then they just call it America First. And this is what my speech was about at my AFPAC conference. I gave the final speech, and I said, you've got candidates like Catalina Loeff running against Adam Kinzinger in Illinois, who says that she stands for individual rights and free enterprise, and, you know, that's good stuff, but this is all the same sort of Koch brothers, Cato-type talking points. And that's America First, she says. Well, that's not really what distinguished America First in 2016. It doesn't distinguish America First now. You can't take the same old Beltway conservatism, slap the label on it, and say that it's America First. It isn't. So we're the real America First movement.
It seems like it would be pretty easy to understand that, but yeah, it all gets sort of messed up when people co-opt it for themselves. I'm really excited. We'll talk in the next segment about the Republican Party and what their priorities are right now and where either they went wrong or we went wrong electing them. And we'll get to the bottom of that with Nick Fuentes. You can follow him on Twitter, Nick J. Fuentes, or his website, NicholasJFuentes.com. And, of course, he does a nightly stream where he discusses the issues of the day from an America First perspective. And, of course, the America First Foundation, I guess, accepting donations now. Give there, join the fight, take back America. We'll be right back, folks. It's American Journal.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order.
And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com and Band.video. You can share those links. If you go to Band.video, you can click the share button. It'll actually give you a disguised URL to get around the censorship on some of the big tech platforms that hate us. My guest is Nick Fuentes, NicholasJFuentes.com, and on Twitter, at Nick J. Fuentes. Republicans, Nick, what are we going to do about them? Right now we have this COVID so-called stimulus bill being passed through the House and the Senate with zero Republican support. So, you know, most of the time the Republicans are voting against our interests anyway, but even when it seems like we're sort of aligned on the same side, they don't even have the numbers to put up, a wall to these Democratic moves. Is this a failure of the Republicans to get elected? Is it a failure of the people to vote for them? I mean, what is the disconnect here? And just what's the issue with the fact that the Republicans are completely powerless in D.C. right now?
Well, that's a good question. And framed around the COVID stimulus, it actually makes a lot of sense because, of course, one of the biggest failures of the Republican Party in the lead up to the November 3rd election in 2020 was their failure to pass a COVID stimulus. And, you know, it's funny because this was a big debate that was happening back in October after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There was a debate about whether the Republican Party should focus on passing a COVID stimulus with $2,000 checks for every American or rush to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's slot on the Supreme Court. And we were told that it was necessary that we get Amy Coney Barrett or, you know, whoever Donald Trump wound up nominating to the Supreme Court. It was imperative to get that person rushed through the Senate confirmation process so that they might be able to adjudicate the November 3rd election if it came down to that, if it came down to voter fraud. And, you know, I was sort of on the fence back then. I thought it was a good idea to put Amy Coney Barrett on the court. That's what we were told by Mitch McConnell and Republicans instead of passing the stimulus. And what wound up happening was we wound up going to two runoff elections in Georgia and the Senate, a special election and a runoff election. But we barely held on to the Senate there. We got 50 seats on November 3rd. We won a significant number of House seats, but of course, then there was this big issue of the presidential election. It turned out that Amy Coney Barrett did not help us from the Supreme Court. And a case was put before the Supreme Court on Pennsylvania and their state Supreme Court's decision to alter the deadline to receive mail-in ballots. And Amy Coney Barrett decided not to participate in that decision. And it came down 4-4. And the Supreme Court didn't make a decision on that. So it turned out to not be as essential as we thought. And maybe it would have been more helpful for the Republicans to pass the stimulus. I think that their failure to pass the stimulus in 2020 and their failure to protect Donald Trump from election fraud, that's probably why they lost the Senate. That's why they lost both elections in Georgia on January 5th. That's probably a big reason why they didn't secure a majority in the House and Senate on November 3rd. Even though they made pretty substantial gains in the House, you know, obviously it was a loss in the Senate. And, you know, once again, Republicans cannot do anything. They can't stop anything. Are just kind of there. And this has been the case, obviously, long before Republicans lost both chambers of Congress in this election. It was like this from 18 to 20 when they controlled the Senate. And it was like this from 16 to 18, or I should say 14 to 18, when they controlled the House and the Senate. And I like to remind people that it was Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell that controlled the House and the Senate for the first 2 years of President Trump's first term. And it was no different than the Democrats. They didn't allocate any money for a border wall. They didn't allocate any money for an infrastructure bill. They couldn't even repeal and replace Obamacare in the first year, right? I mean, we all remember John McCain voted no. And that was the third time that they held the vote to repeal Obamacare, I think back in July 17. So it's more of the same. And people have got to realize, and this is the point, people have got to realize that voting for Republicans slavishly, you know, unconditionally, without giving it a second thought, this is the reason why we're in this situation. Vote for them time and again, and they never get held accountable. They never alter their behavior. And this is why when the Georgia Senate runoff occurred in January, I was telling people not to vote. I told them, withhold your vote. Don't vote for Kelly Loeffler. Don't vote for Perdue. Don't vote for the Democrat, but don't vote, because they haven't earned it. And they're never going to change their behavior, the politicians, if we continue to vote for them while they give us bad results. So let's try something new. Don't vote for them. It won't be catastrophic. It'll probably be very similar to what it's like when the Democrats are in charge. And you're going to teach them a lesson by imposing a pain mechanism that if they don't do the things we want them to do, then we're not going to vote for them. And they're not entitled to it. And then they'll have to earn it come the midterms or 2024. So that's been my position for the past few months.
Yeah, and it seems to be bearing out the exact way that you always claimed it would. And I covered a little bit earlier in the show, but just, you know, what the Republicans actually are doing is so useless, pointless, right? You have House Republicans Jordan and Gates joining the hashtag Free Britney movement and getting on about conservatorships, or Marco Rubio really taking a hard stand with daylight savings time. And then, of course, the most egregious one today, or rather yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott going against Gab. Of course, we're censored constantly from big tech, and the one action that actually has taken place from a Republican leader is against one of the only alternatives. I mean, why should we vote for these people if they don't do anything to represent us and don't do anything to fight for us? There's really no point. So, I mean, but we're really up against sort of a rock and a hard place right here, right? Because, like, you don't vote for them if they don't do anything. And the Democrats get in office, but if you do vote for them, they don't do anything anyway. I mean, are we just going to have to totally clear out the Senate and the Congress and replace them with America First candidates?
Yes. Ultimately, I think that's what must be done. And, you know, I remember having a debate with different conservatives back during the Senate runoff in Georgia. And, you know, a lot of them were rightfully concerned because most people don't think this way. It's not a conventional way of thinking. But they would say to me, well, aren't the socialist Democrats going to take over the government? Won't they have a united Democratic government in Congress and the White House? And are they going to impose socialism and open borders and all this? And, you know, certainly that is a Democratic agenda, and that's what they're pushing for. But what is the message that we're then sending to the Republican Party? We will never not vote for you. There is nothing that you could do that will make us withhold our vote. And there's a problem with this in principle, which is, you know, by telling our politicians and Fox News and the commentary class telling the Republican base, you can't not vote for Republicans, it creates moral hazard where Republicans know that they could betray us, they could support us. They have a full range, a full spectrum of activities, all the way from Mitt Romney through to, you know, somebody like Representative Gosar. And no matter what, people are going to reliably vote for them. It can't work like that. We have to tie our votes to results. Otherwise, we're going to keep getting people like Mitt Romney. We're going to keep getting people like Tim Scott and so on. And, you know, what you talked about with Gab, with Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, is the epitome of this. Republicans like Kevin McCarthy are going to read Green Eggs and Ham.
Right.
And I don't know how you could be an adult. I mean, how you could be an adult conservative and look at that and not be infuriated. Because when it comes to cancel culture on the issues that actually matter, like Donald Trump being canceled or conservatives or InfoWars, they're nowhere to be found. But when it comes to Dr. Seuss and Britney Spears and all of this, they want to make a viral social media post. It's disgraceful.
Yeah, it's all performative, or it's serving interests that are not their voters' interests. It's the moneyed interest or whoever else. We'll be back on the other side with Nick Fuentes. We'll take some of your calls. People have questions for Nick, and we'll get to some of those and more on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere unless you go to NicholasJFuentes.com.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset.
They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Nick Fuentes is my guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick J. Fuentes, or his website, NicholasJFuentes.com. Nick, let me just ask you right now, is there anywhere else you'd like to direct the InfoWars audience on how they can support you or the America First Movement?
Yes, my show is live every Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time on AmericaFirst.live.
Excellent. Yeah, and of course it has a massive following, and sort of unlike many other shows, the engagement is really through the roof, and it's something that I have always been really impressed by, especially going to the first AFPAC, and I'm sorry I missed this last one, My wife was having a baby, so, you know, I couldn't go. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world. But it was so impressive, just sort of the quality of people that were there. I mean, it was all, young people, well-dressed, well-spoken, intelligent, hard-working. It was a real high class of people that really gave me hope. And I think that's something that we have a major lack of on the right or the dissident right or the true conservative, the America First side. It can seem overwhelming. It can seem totally hopeless when you look at the situation that we're in right now. And yet your movement actually gives some hope because of the quality of people, the energy that those people bring to your movement. What inspires that?
Well, I think that naturally it is decent people that are attracted to this. You know, this is a society which is totally depraved and sick, and the system that runs the society rewards mediocrity, conformity, and as a result, I think the people that you find in so-called dissident politics or around America First are the people that are longing for decency, longing for a return to tradition, a return to normalcy. And what's more is people that are exceptional, people that are innovative because, and this is an important point, you know, and they're a little bit different, decency versus these sort of exceptional aptitudes. The system of, professional people, academia, all of that, if you're looking at the credentialed sort of high status people in the society, largely they are being rewarded, they are being propelled, especially these days in the universities and in professional spheres, because they conform to the sort of liberal consensus. And there's not many people that can make it without conforming to that. What's more is the system does not tend to reward anymore people that are innovative and sort of true eccentric geniuses, you know, really people that are challenging the norms, challenging the status quo, your Mozarts, your Albert Einsteins. And so where you're going to find those people then as a result, if they can't fit in, if they're like a square peg in a round hole in the professional world or in academia, you're going to find them on the margins. You're going to find them on the outside. They're going to be looking for something that's real, probably something that's Catholic, something that's Christian, conservative, decent, and all those things. So I think that's why you tend to find that you go to AFPAC and you find family people. You find people that are, like you said, well-dressed, intelligent, well-spoken, and that was the clientele at AFPAC 2 and AFPAC 1, and it was very impressive, and it was a proud moment for me because we had some pretty high-profile guests, and obviously at a conference like that, the attendees sort of reflect me, and they reflect the foundation and our movement, and so it's kind of an important thing that they make a good impression, and so for our guests, like Representative Gosar and Representative King, who I never met before, it was a proud moment to see them interact with the people at the event, and they were very impressed with the people there. And, you know, that's the kind of people that make up the America First movement. You look at the people on the left, or even people that are in Con Inc., even people that are in the conservative establishment, and they're freaks. You know, I mean, we all know who's on the left. You look at these people, and they're trans, fat, you know, goofy, whatever, in some cases pedophiles. Totally dysgenic, bad physiognomy and everything, and that's because of the values that animate them. They're corrupting to the soul. They corrupt their outward appearance, and the opposite is true of America First.
Yeah, and of course we're showing a little compilation here for our television viewers of some of the movements you've helped to lead, some of the just flags waving in the air. It's people that not only are capable, they're also active, and so again, that's sort of the hope that it gives you is like, okay, we can do this. If we have all of these people working together towards a singular goal, you know, what could possibly stand in our way? It's really impressive. I want to ask you about one of our top stories today. You've already sort of commented on the Gab, the conundrum with Greg Abbott there. That was one of our top stories. The other one is this proposed ethnic studies curriculum from California that has students chanting to an Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism and calls for, quote, counter genocide against white Christians. I mean, I guess this was the inevitable end game of all of the stuff that we've been talking about for, you know, so long. But have you had a chance to look at this and just what's your thoughts on the extremity that we're getting to here?
I did see that. I did see that, actually. I saw that on my Twitter timeline today. And it's honestly, it's not surprising. Because, you know, for two reasons, you've got sort of two dimensions to this. You've got the anti-white, angle, which was inevitable. And I don't know how people don't see this coming. A lot of people don't like to address it in racial terms. They like to say we're being persecuted because we're Trump supporters. We're being persecuted because we're Christians. You know, in other words, we're being persecuted for everything other than race, ideology, religion, etc. And it is true that we are being persecuted for those reasons too, but they seem to be more tangential. When you look at what is being taught in the schools, whether it's grade school, you know, elementary school, all the way through to college, you're basically being taught an anti-white view of world history. When it's U.S. history, when it's European history, when it's any sort of summary of world history, you're taught about slavery, racism, colonialism, the Holocaust, genocide, and of course, who is responsible for all of this? Say the professors and the teachers. It's the white man. And I've often said on my show, try to imagine what it's going to be like in 30, 40, 50 years when whites are the minority in America. I mean, they are an absolute minority racially, 50, 40% of the population. And imagine your white children in high school, in middle school, in elementary school, and they're sitting in a classroom and they're a minority, you know, with a lot of non-white peers. And the teacher is going on with their curriculum about how it was the white students' ancestors that enslaved black people. And it's the white students' ancestors that were racist then to the black people. And the white student ancestors that genocided the American Indians. And on and on and on. And what kind of climate is that going to be like for people growing up in the society? You're seeing that right now with the advent now, or I should say the resurgence of BLM last year. And now you see things like this. It's open anti-white hostility, open anti-white animosity. That's one dimension of it. The other dimension is the decline of Christian religiosity in America. Of course, you're going to get pagan gods that will displace Christianity. People don't do well without religion. People can't function in a completely materialistic, nihilistic society. It doesn't work. And you could distract yourself. You could, you know, go to work and go to school and indulge in recreation and entertainment. But at the end of the day, everybody needs to have some kind of consistency on these existential questions, some kind of an answer. And in the absence of Christianity, you're going to get other gods. Other gods are not real. They're not real gods. They're demonic. So you're going to get these sort of pagan Aztec gods, even in some cases pagan European gods. You're going to get Islam. You're going to get other things, ancient religions, obelisks, that kind of thing. So, you know, both of these trends, they've been coming for a long time. People said you were radical if you called them out, but we have arrived, and this is going to be the next century. It's going to be pagan and anti-white.
Yeah, literally calling for counter-genocide. I've never seen it put so blatantly before, and it's really unbelievably shocking. We don't quite have time. Well, we'll go to a quick phone call. Maybe you can answer it on the other side. We have Jesse in Tennessee who has a question about the behavior of the left. Yeah, you have about 1 minute, Jesse, so make it quick. But you're on the air with Nick Fuentes.
Oh, hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm calling in regards to the behavior of these Democrats and the left in general. And it's all based on their worldview and their perception. And everybody perceives by the knowledge that they have. And if the knowledge that they're getting is that the white man's bad and that everything's racist and then you can't say this or you can't speak the truth because it offends, then the truth will never be talked about. And if the truth is never talked about, then it's going to affect these people's behavior. And the way they perceive things is affecting their behavior. And they behave in this way because they perceive through this ideology.
Right.
And when they're perceiving through this ideology, it's the
information that I think what you're saying, Jesse, is this is some sort of information war in which we're embarked. But a very good point. We'll get Nick's opinion on that. On the other side, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with American Journal and Nicholas J. Fuentes on the other side.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we are back with Nick Fuentes. Follow him on Twitter at Nick J. Fuentes. And, of course, you can tune in to America First every weekday evening at 8 p.m. at AmericaFirst.live. That's his talk show, his podcast, his streaming show where he discusses the issues of the day. And it's very entertaining. Nick, our caller Jesse was talking about the fact that you can understand the insanity and the behavior of the left when you understand that their worldview is shaped by these anti-American information that they're given. And I think that's imminently true. What's your response to that? Because I guess the reality is, if what they're being taught was true, their actions would actually be correct, right? If the reality was that there was a group of people that was responsible for all the evil in the world, yeah, you probably should stand up against them. So, what is it that shapes the mindset that allows these people to feel so righteous as they act so, insanely?
That their perception is what's flawed, and that's fundamentally where it starts. Because, to an extent, your perception is your reality. And this is why the control of the media is so important. And I've talked about this on my show before, this concept that you consider every way in which the media is controlled. You think about, the whole extent of it. And not even just the media, but education, you know, and the news media and even things like Hollywood, which is, I guess, an extension of the media, if that's like entertainment or something. Across the board, people understand the world through these sort of, I mean, through media, through things that they're not encountering in their own experience. I mean, and I've said this before on my show, you take a look at your life on an individual basis on the day-to-day, and what do you actually see and hear with your own eyes? What do you actually experience with your own senses? When you wake up in your house, get in your car, drive to work, drive home, and then go back to bed. I mean, that's right. A very small, as far as geography and time, that's a very small sort of thing. That's a very small thing to look at. Where you learn about everything else is from television, radio, social media, print. Where you learn about everything else might even be books, teachers, friends, things like that. And, you know, when you look at the way in which all of that has been corrupted, you could see how people's entire reality has been transformed. If that's their sort of window to the world is media, their window to what's happening everywhere else in the country, everywhere that they didn't see, hear, taste, and smell that day, if all of that is filtered through some political narrative, all that is filtered through the control of a small group of people that have editorial control over opinion and fact that is broadcast in all these different forms of media, then they're going to get an altered perception of reality. This is why people that don't consume alternative media, they don't hear about Antifa in Portland and Seattle. They don't hear about how two of the groups at the Capitol on January 6th were headed up by federal informants and people that work by the FBI. They don't hear about all this kind of stuff that we know about, obviously, at InfoWars and at America First, that shapes our view and our struggle politically and what we're trying to do over here. Those people, they just don't have the facts. They don't have the information. They don't have a worldview that is aligned and consistent with the world as it is and with reality. So I think that's totally on the money, and that's why it's an information war. That's why this is war that's not being fought by the means of guns and cannons and bombs and things like that. This is a war that's being fought through information and disinformation, through these sorts of psychological operations, persuasion. That's, and I've always said this about InfoWars, back when you guys got deplatformed a few years ago from all social media, the reason they took you guys off, it was definitely because of what you were saying, but even if you weren't saying exactly the things you were saying, I think they would still take you offline, because what is threatening to the globalist is that people like yourself and Alex and Owen and everybody at InfoWars, they are not under the control of the globalists, and yet they reach an audience of millions and millions and millions of people. And that in itself, irrespective of the content or the substance of the message, is the threat. That's the danger, is the sort of independent locus of media control that InfoWars represented. And they sent a message that they will not tolerate anybody having that kind of persuasive power, that kind of influence over the perception of peoples without getting the stamp of approval, without doing the initiation ritual, going to Bilderberg or whatever, and getting into that club that gets you permission to manipulate the minds of the masses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And actually leads us right into our next caller, who wants to talk about Yuri Bezmenov. So Sal in Utah has called in with a question or a comment for Nick Fuentes. Thanks for calling in, Sal. You're on the air with Nick.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you guys are spot on. I mean, this all stems back to Yuri Bezmenov, how he lists off the four stages of ideology subversion. I mean, I had a hard time grasping what was going on probably about about 5 years ago. And the first time I saw Yuri, it tied everything together of what is going on and is still going on today. And the thing that rings in my head is he mentioned TikTok, every second counts to, you know, unless you stop this to your demise, and that people will have all the information in front of them and they still will not be able to decide what is the truth, even though the information is right there in his face.
Yeah, that's a great point. And to Nick's point, even what you experience in your own life can be overridden by the demoralization or by the subversion that's going on by all these institutions around you. What's your comments on that, Nick?
Well, yeah, I agree. And I think that the Yuri Bezmenov interview as somewhat instructive, and so is the example of the Soviet Union in Russia, because, you know, similarly, you had, you know, in Moscow and then, you know, Moscow within Russia and then Russia within the Soviet Empire, you had this sort of alien ruling class motivated by this evil and secular ideology governing, you know, in Moscow, the capital, governing Russia, and then Russia being the seat of the global Soviet Empire ruling the satellite states and the sort of colonies abroad in like Cuba and Venezuela. It's very similar to what's happening in the United States. And you know, what I like to talk about with Russia is if you go back and you look at the October Revolution in 1917, it wasn't necessarily the Russians per se that were the movers behind the revolution. It was sort of this foreign intellectual class with a secular foreign ideology that took advantage of the fact that the autocracy was failing, the czar was failing, the economy was failing, Russia was not industrializing, they were involved in this war effort. And so during a time of great vulnerability and a time of crisis, these sort of foreign actors with a secular ideology came in, took advantage of the situation and staged this dramatic revolution, which then for a period of almost a century spread fear and misery and all of this. And it was a fundamentally this sort of alien ruling class. It's in the same way in America, an alien ruling class, transnational, post-national, anti-national ruling class in Washington, D.C., possessed by this secular liberal ideology of taking over Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. being the seat of the American government, rules over this continent, you know, rules over the United States, and then the United States being the seat of a global American-led world order in the Western Hemisphere and projecting power basically everywhere else with some exceptions, obviously then that is ruling the entire world. And so, you know, that's why looking at Russia, it's kind of helpful to understand that the problem is not America. The Americans understand what's going on. Right. The problem is not your neighbors. It's not even the liberal people that you know. The problem is the people in the capital, the people in New York City, LA, the people in the great world cities, this ruling class that is not like us, it's not of us, it's not American, they don't believe in America, that has taken control, usurped power from the people in this country, and then this country being the seat of a global empire, they are seeking and pursuing world domination. And so the trick then is to dislodge these people from power. That is sort of a practical question. How do you reverse engineer their power mechanism and build something parallel to rival and ultimately dislodge and replace them in the government with people that are America first, with the true Americans, Christians, people that believe in this nation and its people?
Yeah, and of course, you know, I say it all the time. If you want to understand where we're headed, you know, the first few chapters of Gulag Archipelago, I mean, we're literally in sort of a Soviet revolution right now. And as you pointed out, that lasted for nearly a century, even with a country like the United States ostensibly doing everything they could to bring it down. Now, there's no nation across the world that's going to fight for us or try to, you know, regain our freedom. So if the, you know, trap is allowed to close, we're going to be in it forever. And it's not good. And all these people have been working behind the scenes for so long, but now they feel like they've gotten to a point where they're just out in the open and telling you, you'll own nothing. You know, you'll be a slave. We will rule everything as unaccountable, unelected despots. And it's incredibly, incredibly troubling. But I think America First at least has some method in order to fight back. Thanks so much for being on with us, Nick.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate it as well. AmericaFirst.live is where you go to watch his stream each night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time every weekday night. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Nick J. Fuentes on Twitter, NicholasJFuentes.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out.
So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Second hour has begun, going straight out to your phone calls. Johnny in Denmark has a comment about Dr. Callan. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi again, Harrison. Basically a continuation of what I was talking about yesterday, which was Drs. Callan and Shiva. And I would strongly encourage you, like today, to go to band.video and check out the video, the interview of Dr. Callan by David Icahn. David Icahn. It's a little over an hour long, but well worth it. He gets into a bunch of issues and reflected in his recent books, The Contagion Myth, Why Viruses, including Coronavirus, Are Not the Cause of Disease, which came out in 2020. Biology. Cancer and the New Biology of Water, that came out in 2019, Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Disease, which came out in 2018, and Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, A Doctor's Quest to Understand, Treat, and Prevent Cardiovascular Disease. You can see how he would be a good guest on the show. You could talk about a bunch of issues and tie him actually into InfoWars products, which are great because his philosophy of nutrition and health generally is highly confluent with InfoWars' and mine. And, you know, not to brag, but I haven't been ill since at least as early as 2005. So that's my qualification to speak about that. And it's not genetic because I used to get continually ill as a child. I was ill about twice a month until I decided to give up antibiotics and eventually vaccines. And then I was sick just once a year up to about 2005, since which I have not been sick at all. And the final step, subjectively, and now it's being backed up by the evidence, was overcoming my own germophobia. Because when you realize that, as Dr. Bruce Lipton, another scientific polymath, actually spiritual polymath too, pointed out a long time ago, the actual fear of disease can actually make you ill.
Well, let me ask you this, Johnny. Does this have to do with the anything to do with terrain theory or the argument between Louis Pasteur and I can't remember his rival's name, but you know, when they were first sort of getting into the scientific process and trying to discover what caused vaccines or what caused viruses. Germ theory, anything like that?
You got it.
Yeah.
Germ theory is brain theory. And Pasteur was having difficulty infecting cells, human cells. And as a matter of fact, he had a poison with arsenic, the experimental group.
There is, Bechamp. Pasteur versus Bechamp. And it makes sense because, you know, it's the type of thing where it's like, if you are out and you're in the cold and your feet are wet for a whole day, the next day you're going to be sick. Well, is it because your feet are cold and you're wet and your feet are cold that suddenly you're invaded by a virus, or is it that you have then set the groundwork for some sort of illness to infiltrate your body? I mean, it makes a lot of sense, and you'll see a lot of articles. I mean, I was kind of surprised looking into this. There are a lot of articles in mainstream news that's like, but people are rethinking the whole Bechamp versus Louis Pasteur argument. And, of course, this went on in, I think, the 1700s in France, this argument and this really combat against these two guys. Bechamp's view was that disease-causing germs were essentially altered microzymas. He termed a term he gave to minute particles to be considered the common stuff of living things capable of adapting.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. I want to take a minute, and I've sort of been ranting about this for the last hour, but I want to take a minute here to dedicate an entire segment to discussing what has to be one of the most shocking headlines I've ever seen. I'll just read it again for you. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism and calls for counter-genocide against white Christians. Christian prayer in public school is prohibited, but now the Marxists in California are trying to force millions of students to chant to the Aztec gods of human sacrifice and cannibalism. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum calls for the decolonization of American society and the counter-genocide against white Christians. It would also require students to chant to the Aztec gods of human sacrifice and cannibalism. This comes from investigative reporter Christopher Rufo, who has a article on thecityjournal.org. He says the religious narrative is disturbing. This guy who created this platform developed a related mandala claiming that white Christians committed theocide against indigenous tribes, killing their gods and replacing them with Christianity. White settlers thus established a regime of coloniality, dehumanization, and genocide characterized by the explicit erasure and replacement of holistic indigeneity and humanity. The solution, according to this guy and his ethnic studies curriculum, is to name, speak, to resist, transform the hegemonic Eurocentric neo-colonial condition in a posture of transformational resistance. The ultimate goal is to decolonize American society and establish a new regime of, quote, counter-genocide and counter-hegemony, which will displace white Christian culture and lead to the, quote, regeneration of indigenous epistemic and cultural futuridity. They literally are just making up words. They're literally just making up words at this point to justify their burning hatred of all things white and Christian. And again, do I need to say anymore? I guess I do, because people aren't even aware of this, and they're certainly not doing enough to fight back against it. This ball has been rolling for quite a while, and this is the inevitable consequence of everything that we've seen come before this. And you even have on Breitbart a story about Michael Moore saying, yeah, white people, they're having a hard time becoming a minority in their country. Yeah, I guess the Native Americans had a hard time becoming a minority in their country, too. Was it a good thing back then that genocide was carried out? No, of course not. But now it's a good thing because it's white people. There it is. White people who vote Republican are having a hard time becoming a minority in America. Now, last time I talked about white genocide on this program, I got write-ups in international newspapers calling me a racist. I got a nice little profile on the ADL and the SPLC and some other random website about white men being angry. It's genocide. They're just denouncing it now. It's not even speculation. But this is the way it works. They'll call for genocide of you. They'll enact programs that are far more brutal genocide than anything we see in China. Let me tell you, folks, what's happening to the Uyghurs in China is horrific. We've seen the videos, them being loaded onto train cars, them being forcibly made to be sterile. It's horrific. It's awful. I can say that because I'm a human being and I feel for those people. Meanwhile, you have places like Ireland, a nation of 6 million people, now being told by the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU that they must accept 4 million foreigners on their soil. A country of 6 million will now be injected with 4 million foreigners. That's genocide. That is the elimination. There it is, angry white men. Harrison Smith urges viewers to stop white genocide. How dare I? How dare I stand up against genocide, especially when it's against me and my people? It's beyond absurd. Let alone the fact that they're literally chanting praises of the gods of human sacrifice and cannibalism. And where do you think this ends? This is in addition to New York now announcing that their public school system will be teaching 5-year-olds to be transgender, about how transgenderism is good. It's actually better than not, than otherwise. This is from Christopher F. Rufo on Twitter, and of course his story at City Journal. California's ethnic studies model curriculum based on the Marxist pedagogy of the oppressed instructs students to challenge racist, bigoted, discriminatory, imperialistic, colonial beliefs. You know, like having a family, like praising the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, like standing up for anybody, no matter their race, color, or creed, who are being demonized or oppressed or worked against by a power larger than themselves. Now, you can't have that anymore. That's all imperialistic. Obviously it is. The original co-chair of this worked on the early American history material. In the references, he denounces the United States, and again, just a word salad, Eurocentric, white supremacist, capitalistic, patriarchal, heteropatriarchal, and anthropocentric paradigm brought from Europe. He goes on to say that whites began grabbing the land, hatching hierarchies, and developing for whiteness, which created excess wealth that became the basis for a capitalist economy. Oh dear, excess wealth? How dare they? A capitalist economy? What were they thinking? Says whites continue to subject minorities to domestication and zombification. He said they committed theocide against indigenous tribes, killing their gods and replacing them with Christianity. White settlers thus established a regime of coloniality, dehumanization, and genocide. So this is the guy teaching your children, if you're in California public schools. He's using a matrix of social identity and intersectional power. It's clearly Marxist in its conception. Maybe this is something I need to explain. England didn't send armies to America until the Americans rebelled. Spain sent armies. Spain sent armies, and thank God they did away with the cannibalistic human sacrifice cults that were slaughtering each other by the tens of thousands to appease the bloodthirst of their gods. Not a bad thing, according to me. But put that aside, the United States is entirely different. England didn't send armies. They sent farmers. They sent craftspeople. They sent families and small religious offshoots that crossed the sea and found a land 99.9% empty. And they started colonizing it. And then over the course of hundreds of years, the conflicts continued. Conflicts rolled on. So, again, you just have to put yourself in the mindset of the Native Americans. I think it's tragic that the Native Americans are, for all intents and purposes, not around anymore. They still exist in pockets in New Mexico and in Colorado and Oklahoma, and it's horrible what their civilization has been reduced to. I'm not in favor of it. Going back in time, I would have liked to give them some advice, and some of that advice would have been, you need to understand the threat that is coming for you, and you need to respond appropriately. Well, I don't need to go back in time, do I? Because here we are, the United States right now, with every system of power, including Merrick Garland, the new AG, including Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, including the largest, most powerful corporations in the entire world, including the education system, and everybody in between, is all telling you, you are going to be destroyed, you are going to be genocided. And so we have to recognize that so we don't end up like the Native Americans in the tragic situation that they found themselves in. We have to stand up, fight back, and fight back in an intelligent way, in a smart way, but the first step of that is understanding the threat that you're under. And the threat that you're under has now been made perfectly clear and explicit. It's genocide. They'll call it counter-genocide. The important part of that word, it's genocide, and it's coming.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. We're going to go right out to the phone calls. Jesse in Kentucky has called in to comment about the horrific suggestion that our credit scores be tied to our internet search history. Thanks for calling in, Jesse. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So if this were to actually come to pass, okay, so this is horrible. So we all know that porn and forgiveness do not go in the system at all, right?
Right.
So almost everyone by this point has already searched up porn at least once, because this is a statistical thing, mainly because there's actually more search results for Pornhub than there is for YouTube, which is a sad reality. And not only would this reflect on everyone's, you know, social credit score if, you know, everyone was able to have this on their...
Well, it depends, right? I mean, if you're searching transgender porn, you're gonna go right up. I mean, that's a bonus to you, right? I mean, if you're so it'll be what type of degeneracy you're engaged in determines whether or not you're going up or down. But I mean, what you're pointing out is the basic problem with this is that who is the one deciding what is and is not good or bad, right? It's what, you know, it's not my ideology that's gonna determine what your social credit score is. It's theirs. And what their ideology is your destruction. What their ideology is the complete subversion of the natural order. I mean, so it's a basic issue. I mean, in China, they have the social credit system, but also being gay is considered a mental illness and porn is completely banned. You'll get thrown in jail if you try to look at porn. So, entirely different system of your credit score, I guess. It'll be very different here. It'll be the opposite here. It'll be the more you know, search things that are counter to nature, the more you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's just an absurd suggestion, especially knowing that the people at the top who would control this, people like Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter, are the ones who have already implemented draconian actions against conservatives and who will ban you for supporting anything decent or good. So, I mean, that's the basic issue, you know, at hand. Right, Jesse?
Yeah, it's mostly pacification of the human populace, which I don't know. It's completely opposite of rugged individualism.
Yeah.
Another thing that I also wanted to point out was genocide, right? White genocide. Now, I think the reason why they think this is a good thing is to basically eradicate whites from the gene pool of all of humanity, mainly because of, I don't know, back in the 1800s, when torture was allowed, and mainly in white countries, they eradicated all of the aggressive genes within whites, or most of the aggressive genes that existed on the surface. Now, the reason why they wanted to replicate that with the whole entire thing of race is so that they could make for more lawlessness type of state, which, I don't know, it's kind of problematic if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that and the opposite of that, right? I mean, the issue at the center of it all is power and whether they can control you or not. And it doesn't matter in which way they control you, as long as they control you. So if they can control you by, basically destroying your community, causing total lawlessness, total chaos, that then gives them an excuse to come in with an iron fist and a jackboot and shut you down, by force, they'll do it that way. They'll cause the chaos to give them the justification to come in with full force. On the other hand, if they can control you by just getting you to submit willingly, that's even better for them. They'll do that, even more willingly. It's another one of the reasons why, they want people from the third world. They want people from, really not good situations in other countries to come here, is because, if you're living in, I don't want to be offensive here, and I'm really not trying to be, but if you're living in a dirt hut, a hut with a dirt floor, and you're barely, subsisting, and surviving, a small, minuscule apartment with the basic necessities, I mean, that's a dream to you. That's fantastic. That's all you really need. Americans and Europeans, I mean, we've built a life for ourselves, and over the last few generations, the standard has not been a dirt hut, and we're not happy with a tiny apartment in the city. We have grown to expect a house with a yard and a car and all this other stuff. That's unfortunate for them because they don't want that. They want a slave class. They want a subsistence level underclass over which they can rule. And it's just another form of control, another form of coercion.
Yeah, the worst part about all of this, right, it's about the teaching the willingness to submit within the populace. Now, I know that my grandparents, along with most of my biological family, have already taken the vaccine. I don't even know a single person that is my friend that has not taken the vaccine. So this is just really dangerous stuff. Now, the Bashan family has a lot of genes that are resistant against this form of gene therapy. I know my grandmother, in particular, has actually survived two waves of breast cancer, as well as like two shots of the mRNA vaccine. I find that to be quite surprising, but I don't know. I think I may be testing my luck here if I actually submit it.
Well, yeah, it's you're exactly right, and it's about submission, a part of submission. Again, it just goes back to the idea that we're in a death cult, essentially. And one of the aspects of that is you don't question what your leaders tell you. Now, America and the West has a history. And again, this goes back to why they want to demonize white people. What they're demonizing is the culture that white people created, which was based on Christianity and which taught you to be independent and which said you need to question everything and not submit if you don't understand the thing that you are submitting to. And so, that's part of it, is that, people just hear vaccine, it's like, okay, we're going to lock you down. We're going to imprison you. Oh, but you can take this vaccine and then you're safe and healthy and you can go out. And people just say, okay, fine, great, good. It's like they don't know that the vaccine is untested, unapproved by the FDA. They don't know they're a part of an experiment. They don't know that the virus has a 99.7% survival rate. They don't know that the death rate didn't go up in 2020. They don't know any of these things, so they don't question, because they willingly submit themselves immediately to whatever the authorities say. It's not very complicated, actually. It's very simple. When they just control all of the sources of information, they can tell you whatever they want, and you have to believe them because you have no alternative. And if you try to find it, soon it will be your credit score will go down. Oh, you looked for something that we didn't tell you, right? Oh, you looked for an alternative source of information. Sorry, you can't buy a house anymore. You can't ride on the fast trains anymore. Again, not speculation. This is what they do in China. It's exactly what they do in China. And it's coming here. It's not that we have a responsibility to free the Chinese people. I'd love to, but I'd also love for them to free themselves. But no, it's about preventing that ideology and that system of coercion and control from coming over here. And it already is over here, and it's already implanting itself over here. So it's going to be harder than just preventing it. We have to now eradicate it. It's a big, big issue.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're
tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here's one thing I want to impart to the InfoWars audience, and I think you may already know this. The stuff I'm explaining here today, the stuff I'm covering, the stuff I'm reading, the stuff that's coming out of the mainstream media is horrific, and it can seem overwhelming. But the reality is, we've already made massive, insanely positive strides in the information war. And we've already made a dent in the culture that cannot be undone, cannot be worked out. Even just, you know, I was watching a random YouTuber, I don't even know what it was about, but, you know, the way they mention MK Ultra and, you know, Operation Paperclip, like all these things, it's just common knowledge now. The Bilderberg Group, you know, all this sort of stuff, it's just out there in the open now. I remember, you know, in high school and college, you were an insane, kooky conspiracy theorist if you thought the government was up to this type of stuff. Now it's out in the open. It's acknowledged. They, you know, the wider populace understands that. You have to understand what an achievement that in and of itself is and the role that InfoWars and Alex Jones played in putting that out there. Already massive, massive, incredible stuff. We have, in a way, forced their hand, and that's why they're being so draconian and why they're being so intense right now. But it's not over. The fight isn't over. And it's one of the things that I have always loved about InfoWars and why and sort of the message that I try to carry on here. Yes, it looks bad, but also there is hope. The hope is that humanity wakes up, humanity realizes the situation that it's in, sheds its fear, shakes off the chains on our minds that have been wrapped around, you know, forcibly around us over the last several decades, and activates its inborn power and rises once again like a phoenix from the ashes. But it is bad, but there's a way to fight back. The problem, one of the main problems we're facing right now, is the absolute inability for the people that we elect into office to do anything about it. And so once you recognize that, once you identify who's on the good side, who's on the bad side, we can actually make a change. We can make a change by voting these people out of office. And I'll explain how some of this will work in this segment, I hope. So right now, I don't think I need to tell you the situation that we're in. Trump supporters being hunted down as domestic terrorists, being smeared as white supremacists for saying, hey, I think my vote should count. Merrick Garland, a champion of this ideal, now going to be the head of the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice and the FBI working hand in hand with big tech as they work to not just censor people on the internet, but now go after people in real life. And, of course, January 6th was their big false flag moment to justify all of this. They allowed it to happen. They encouraged it to happen. They took away the police. They set up the entire thing and then had their justification to come after us with both guns blazing. That's bad. It's an issue. But what are our Republican champions doing to stop them? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely zip, zilch, nada, zero. They are not standing up for us at all, and they have to be removed and replaced with America First patriots who understand the threat that we're under and is willing to stand up and fight back, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. So as we face, you know, unparalleled obstruction in our lives and oppression from the top, let's go over what some of our Republican representatives are doing. Well, we have Texas Governor Greg Abbott smearing Gab as an anti-Semitic platform, saying it has no place in Texas, and introducing legislation to eliminate it. So great. Getting destroyed by big tech. Big tech teaming up with law enforcement to destroy conservatives in this nation. And what does Republican Greg Abbott do? He goes after one of the only alternatives that refuses to bow to the mob that's already being attacked by their banks, by the internet providers, and everybody else under the sun. That's what so one of our Republican representatives doing. What's another one doing? Marco Rubio. We know how much we can rely on him, right? Well, he's got an R next to his name. And here in this dire time of, you know, absolute revolution and a literal coup going on behind the scenes, what is Marco Rubio focusing on? He says this, quote, "We'll soon have to comply with a senseless twice-a-year time change. We need to pass my bill to make daylight savings permanent. More daylight in the evenings results in fewer car accidents and robberies. It allows kids to play outside. Hashtag lock the clock." That's what they're focused on. Total oppression, total destruction, total absolute tyranny through the medical system, the education system, and everywhere else. And no, what Marco Rubio is focused on is daylight savings time. Okay? Likewise, these are some of the good guys, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz. You'd think they would be on the forefront of opposing the insanity that we're under. No, what they're doing is joining hashtag Free Britney as they're calling on the House Judiciary Committee to hold a hearing on conservatorships. We have to save Britney Spears. That's what we have to do. That's the most important thing, right? So obviously these people at the national level have to be replaced. They have to be straightened out. They have to be told what the reality is and actually fight for us instead of fighting pointless side missions that have nothing to do with the goal at hand. That's obviously one thing we have to do on the national level. But the really good news is that on the local level, things are actually happening. Georgia bill restricting absentee voting and strengthening ID requirements passes the state Senate. So perhaps this is where you start. You start by getting involved locally. You start by contacting your state representatives rather than the national ones. It's a stopgap measure. It's an attempt to stop the most extreme measures that are being taken right now from affecting you on a state level, but it's not enough. We have to go after the national, but at least there is some good news coming from the state level here. But just to illustrate just how insane all of this is, you know, the articles have come out. FBI has arrested 300 people in association with the Capitol riot, and they're going after hundreds more, and they're posting people's pictures, and they're cooperating with Google and Amazon to track down the cell phones of the people that were there and hunt them relentlessly. And if you put your feet up on a desk in Nancy Pelosi's office, you're not going to get bail. The murderer is going to get bail. The rapist is going to get bail. You're not going to get bail. No, you're going to be in prison for decades under counterterrorism charges because you dared to step into a building when you were not explicitly allowed to do so, even though the doors were open and the police were standing there allowing you to come in. This is how ridiculous it is, and yet it goes further. Jack Posobiec reports FBI activity in Salem, Oregon, related to Capitol attacks is underway per national security officials. So the FBI has now crossed the country there in Salem, Oregon, hunting down and attempting to eradicate anybody that dared participate in the peaceful protest at the Capitol. It doesn't mean they were part of anything violent. The guy sitting at the desk, he didn't do anything violent. The QAnon shaman, nothing violent there. No weapons found on the scene, nothing of the sort. And yet these people are being hunted and will be jailed for decades. Meanwhile, Antifa Watch on Twitter, Antifa Watch 2, thread to track federal charges dismissed at the request of Billy Williams for the rioters of Portland. Here's what's happening to the people who were part of the riots that went on for months over the summer. Thomas Johnson assaulted a federal officer, smashed one in the head with a metal shield. He was armed with a baton and a mace. Well, he was released in the, quote, interest of justice. Jennifer Lynn Christensen, she assaulted a federal officer. Her case was dismissed in the interest of justice. Michelle O'Connor was arrested for civil disorder. O'Connor said she picked up a helmet and intentionally struck one of the officers in the head. That was dismissed because she's facing other charges, and those will likely be dismissed as well. James Hickerson was a mugshot from 2017 when he was arrested for meth possession. Well, he failed to obey a lawful order, and that was dismissed because, of course, it did. Joseph Lagolo, failure to obey lawful order from July 22nd, that was dismissed in, quote, the interest of justice. Lagolo was included in the big 74-person press release the DOJ did to show how tough on rioting they were. So tough on rioting. Okay, you're dismissed, free to go home. Taylor Lemons, felony assault on a federal officer, specifically accused of charging U.S. Marshals with a shield while armed with a handgun during the July 22nd Portland riots. His case dismissed in the interest of justice. Gabriel Huston, assault on a federal officer, didn't get charged, dismissed outright. Haley Holden, failing to obey lawful order. Theodore O'Brien, assaulting a federal officer, that was dismissed and dismissed without prejudice. Benjamin Wood Pavick, assaulting a federal officer. So go into the Capitol, face 10 years in prison, assault an officer, get released.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, I'll go out to your phone calls in just a second. I haven't plugged once this entire show, which is a complete failure on my part. Hopefully, I don't need to tell you that if you do want to support this program and if you want to improve your own life, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the InfoWars Essential Sale. It's up to 50% off our top-selling products, plus free shipping. Only a few days left in this sale. You're going to want to take advantage of it right now, as soon as possible. Not only are you going to get the incredible supplements, you're getting free shipping. So if you want to buy one of the larger box items like the Alexa Pure Pro or the Alexa Pure Breeze, both of which I employ in my own home and my office, and I do highly suggest you take advantage of that, because the free shipping really adds up with those big box items. So please do support us, because after all, we see that the threat that we're under is really overwhelming in many ways. And I don't know how much longer InfoWars will even be here. I mean, you know, we've survived the attacks by big tech. We've survived the attacks by the mainstream media. We have weathered those assaults one after another and come out on top each time. But each time they get more intense, each time our enemies become more desperate, and we rely solely on you, the American people and the info warriors out there, to support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I really do implore you to take advantage of this sale, help support us, and help improve your own life with one of our incredible products, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. I won't go on too much long about that. Just know we need it. We really do, because things are getting more crazy than I ever thought they would. Now we go out to the phone calls. James in Indiana. Thanks for calling in, James, and thanks so much for holding. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Free speech is a delusion. When you speak out against the government, they will retaliate against you. Under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they created Operation Vigilant Eagle to go after vets that speak out against the government. The government lied about the Afghanistan war as the Afghan papers came out. People at the top getting rich while veterans died for no reason. Military personnel that get problems from the COVID vaccine. The VA is supposed to help them. A veteran from the Korean War was finally approved for benefits 70 years later and a few years after he died. The military has a problem throughout the country with contaminated water. I would tell people to get the InfoWars water purification system and send it as a gift.
Mm. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, you don't have to be an InfoWarrior to want your water to be clean, and people will appreciate that. And you don't have to tell them where you got it from. You can surprise me. No, you're making great points, James. And yeah, it's like, you know, we're so busy keeping up with everything that's here. If we wanted to go back, I mean, we could do a show every day where we go back 20 years and see what was going on then, how the lies have set the table for where we are now, how they came to fruition. And really the understanding has to be that these weren't mistakes, right? You talk about the lies that got us into Afghanistan, the lies that got us into Iraq. They weren't mistakes. They weren't, oh, shoot, we thought we had the information, but it turns out we were wrong. No, they lied. They knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. They told us there were anyway, right? And they got us into war. You've even people like Colin Powell writing books where they're like, I'm sorry about that. And it's like, no, you're complicit in the mass murder of people around the world and the destruction of our entire civilization. An apology is not enough. So you're exactly right, James. And I think the real important thing to understand is these were lies, not mistakes. This was on purpose, not by accident. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I have a couple more quick points. George Floyd gets national protests while a California veteran is killed by police brutality is silenced. It's come out in the last couple weeks. Mm. Your point on the DOJ, 91% of the charges on Portland were dropped.
Yeah.
While anyone close to a Trump rally is at risk of being raided and destroyed. Email is unreliable as no one knows who sent it, just who they thought they sent it, and Google's been giving out people's accounts.
Yep.
Nothing digital is reliable, as hundreds of thousands of employees have access to your accounts. The government's been caught manufacturing, altering anything digital, including making fake medical documents to go after people. Governor Abbott should have Greyhound buses lined up and send all the illegals to Washington, D.C. The government builds a wall around the people's house while destroying the wall to protect the American people. Grievances are going unanswered as town halls are not being held.
Well said, sir. I could not agree more. It's absolutely incredible what we're going through right now. Thanks so much for the call, James. I really appreciate that. Let's go now to Matt in Georgia. He wants to talk about the road to destruction down which we are now currently flying, and there's no bus stop along the way. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, great. You're doing a great job, Harrison.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to loosely quote the Bible, kind of frame up the world we're in now, and the road to destruction is broad, and many are on it.
Yeah.
And the road to life is narrow, and few are on it. And what we're seeing now is the many that are on the road to destruction. And it is sad to see, but that's just the way it's going to be. And the lies are so big and so obvious so that no one has any excuse in front of the Lord on Judgment Day. To say that you don't believe in boys and girls, how are you going to defend that? You can't. So I think that's the world we're in.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, it's another thing. I was talking to a friend, and it's like, even if people in the wider world out there that aren't InfoWars, that don't pay attention to this stuff, that don't spend their time looking into it and finding the alternative news sources that will tell them the truth, they're starting to kind of get it, like, a little bit. Like, they're back where we were in, like, 2014 or 13. They're like, you know, I was telling my friend, I was like, yeah, you know, they just got rid of Mr. Potato Head because, you know, he has a gender. And they're like, but some people are just so sensitive. And it's like, no, no, it's not about being sensitive. It's not about they're actually offended by what's going on. It's about control. It's about destruction of the natural order. It's about total tyranny over your mind to destroy even the most basic remnants of reality left so they can completely contort your entire view and establish their own view of the world in its stead. And it's horrific, tyrannical, and ultimately will lead to our total destruction. So we have to understand, again, it's like these weren't mistakes. These aren't accidents. It's not people just trying to be good. They're after you. They're after everything that you hold dear, and they will destroy you if you don't stand up against them. And, isn't it interesting that the Bible told us about this so many thousands of years ago? Thanks for calling, Matt. Let's go now to Philip in New York, who wants to talk about counter-genocide. Philip, you are on the air. Philip in New York. Hold on just one second.
Hello.
Oh, my God. We have two Phillips in New York. They both want to talk about counter-genocide. Hey, is this Philip in New York?
This is Steven in Florida.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
We got mislabeled there. Okay, Steven, congratulations. You're on the air now.
Well, I appreciate that, Harrison. Yeah. What I want to talk about is, and relate this to this COVID insanity, is the great battle is truth versus lies. Now, I mentioned I'm a competitive runner. Okay, so I'm a member of the Lakeland Runners Club here in Florida. Now, Alex was just in Florida with Alfie Oaks at Seed to Table Market in Naples. But I want to let everybody know, Florida is not as free. Our governor's doing a great job, but I'm calling him every day, and I'm going to keep barking up his tree until I get results because he's not doing enough. For one thing, he's promoting the vaccine, but he's letting these corrupt county commissioners and city councils and stores and the bus system here get away with pushing this medical tyranny. Now, I want to relate this to my Lakeland Runners Club here. So I signed up for one of the races coming up in May. And I want to read you what is on the website. It has, and I'll summarize this, COVID-19 guidelines. Now, keep in mind, let me ask you this, Harrison. This runner's club, which is great, I've been with them 10 years now, they're real big on community, you know, family-oriented. What do you think of when you think of community?
Honestly, a church is the first thing that comes to mind, a community center, block parties,
right.
Yeah.
But it's being social. It's getting together, right?
Sure, of course.
Okay, so that right there shows that the term social distancing is an oxymoron. It doesn't make any sense because distancing means keeping apart. You can't be social when you're being separated, okay? So here's what they have, COVID-19 guidelines. There's an inherent threat of exposure to COVID-19 in any public place. Where people are present. Now, keep in mind, this is an outdoor race.
Right.
COVID-19 is an extremely contagious disease that can lead to severe illness and death. You know, that cites the CDC. Okay, so it goes on and says, to participate in Lakeland Runners Club races, runners agree to follow these guidelines. Now, they're saying guidelines, but we know what this is. It's governance.
Right.
Established
rules,
by the Centers for Disease Control, as well as recommendations from the Road Runners Club of America. So they say, first of all, stay home if you're sick or you have been in contact with someone in the past 14 days who is sick.
Yeah.
Secondly, wear a mask in any situation. You cannot social distance from someone before or after the race. Again, this is outdoors. Third, consult with your physician about group participation if you are higher risk or over age 65. Come prepared. Now, this is a race in May,
right. Now,
in an evening in Florida.
We're about to go to break here, Steven. Sorry, I hate to cut you off, but I get exactly what you're saying. You're exactly right. It's these absurd rules, guidelines that they'll enforce right at the end of a gun. They will do whatever they can to enforce these. They're completely nonsensical. You could say the same thing about the flu, but they don't feel the guidelines to, you know, feel the need to put guidelines out about that. And it almost doesn't matter what the state government does when you have the local government, local organizations enforcing this on their behalf. It's totally absurd, folks. Stay tuned. Nick Fuentes on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. Infowars.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld.
But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
As negative as times are right now and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.